The Air Force claims the most progress in helping the military improve financial management, but government auditors say the Defense Department-wide effort at getting an unqualified financial audit is at risk. One reason, shortcomings in IT systems. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on where DOD stands as the first of two financial management deadlines approach. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, let's start with the Air Force. Why does it think it's better tracked here than the other armed services?
Well, I don't know if it's on a better track than the other armed services, but I think it's making up the most ground because it had the most ground to make up. I'll make a bad comparison to losing weight or running a marathon. Those first 5 pounds are always the easiest, or Tom, you've run about a dozen or more marathons in your life. Aren't the first few miles the easiest?
Yes, it's a 20-mile run followed by a 6-mile race, and then you're dead.
Exactly. There you go. So I think where the Air Force is right now is they're in that first few miles of that 20-mile run. But Jamie Morin, the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and Controller, says the service put money and people behind the problem. He told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee yesterday that there's an increased likelihood that the Air Force will meet the 2017 deadline to have the financial statements fully auditable, and this September deadline of being able to assert audit readiness for their scheduled budgetary activity.
Over the last several years, the Air Force has asserted audit readiness on a variety of processes. You've seen those, including civilian pay, budget authority and distribution, military equipment, spare engines. In some cases, we've received clean bills of health from independent auditors, and in other cases, as with the other services, we've received a list of things that we need to fix, specific control weaknesses, and now we have well-developed plans to resolve those. Your Air Force is strongly committed to this effort. It's the law. We believe it enhances our readiness, and we believe it's an important sign of good financial stewardship. Secretary James, our Secretary of the Air Force, included the audit and making every dollar count as one of her top three priorities for the Air Force. And she wrote recently to key leaders across the Air Force on this and giving them some very specific directions about things they needed to do to help. Our Chief of Staff, General Welsh, has also been a strong supporter and has engaged, and many of our major command commanders, our four-star leadership, have integrated audit readiness into their own personal management control structures in a way that simply wasn't the case years ago.
Now, Marin's optimism just wasn't the same. Just last October, he told the Senate Armed Services Committee the Air Force actually would struggle to meet both this 2014 and 2017 deadlines. So over the last 6 months, the Air Force has done some specific actions, looked at their milestones, and really broken them down one by one and said, we are going to make progress. We are making progress. This is a priority. And now he says, listen, 6 months later after that October hearing, we feel better about that September deadline as well as the 2017 deadline.
And Jason, speaking for the rest of the Defense Department, what are the biggest hurdles that remain?
Well, I think all of them face one big one, that's technology. And you'd think by now, technology, well, we should have this down. I mean, how hard is it to put together a system? But agencies, and specifically DOD, have not had a good track record with enterprise resource planning or ERP systems. Let me give you examples why. The Air Force, as one example, is still using a system stuck from 1968, so a 40-plus-year-old system that only now they're replacing with the Defense Enterprise Accounting Management System, or DEAMS. Now, this is after the Air Force has spent hundreds of millions of dollars and failed at their first attempt to an ERP system. Marin says the service received a positive assessment from the Air Force Operational and Test Evaluation Center on DEAMS as it's currently deployed, and they've deployed it actually to 6 more bases since the initial beginning of the fiscal year in October. Marin says that now they're going to complete deployment across all of the air mobility commands, and is just a couple weeks away from doing that and then adding more bases over the next few months as we head toward the next fiscal year. Marin says the Air Force is on track to complete deployment Air Force-wide of DEAMS before the full financial audit begins in 2017. So they're in many ways just at the beginning middle stages of deploying their system while they face these deadlines. The Army, on the other hand, is in, I think, better shape. Robert Spears, the Army's Acting Assistant Secretary for Financial Management and Comptroller, he says the General Fund Enterprise Business System, GFIBS, is used by 53,000 service members and civilians already at 200 locations worldwide.
An independent public accounting firm recently examined and delivered a report on the General Fund Statement of Budgetary Resources focusing on 2013 transactions, within the Army's enterprise resource planning environment. Although not a clean opinion, the independent public accounting firm was able to complete the examination, was able to provide us and confirm confirmation of improvements, and throughout the examination, identify areas we need a corrective action. In response, the Army has been implementing a plan to action to remediate those findings prior to the 2015 audit of scheduled budgetary activities. In addition, during fiscal year 2014, the Army received a clean opinion from a public accounting firm on the examination of real property. There's assets at 23 different Army installations, which accounted for over 50% of the book value of the Army's real property assets. This audit supports the second DOD audit readiness priority, verifying the existence and completeness of our assets.
Now, Spear says one of the approaches the Army is taking to ensure their ERP system isn't another black hole of money and wasted time like so many ERP system programs are across the government is taking small bites at the apple. They're not trying to do everything at once. For example, the Army examined five different business processes and did this at the first three installations and adapted those processes to the general fund enterprise business system. So in the past where people have made a mistake is trying to adapt the technology to the business processes, I think the Army and others within DoD have learned you need to change your business processes to meet the technology's capabilities. Over the next year, the service also brought in the GFIBs out to 10 installations and did an audit of 8 of those 10 business processes and says, okay, now we seem to be on the right track, and now they're looking to do an audit of the whole Army across all business processes to meet that requirement for the Statement of Budgetary Resources. Again, the goal, break things off into smaller increments, and I think that is one of the key factors why the Army feels like it, and many of the other DOD agencies and services are feel like they're on a good path. But despite incorporating these lessons learned, government auditors say the lack of quality ERPs remains their biggest concerns. John Reimer is the DOD Inspector General.
The reliability of data, or the unreliability of data, certainly complicates the audit process, makes it extraordinarily difficult to get done. If we can't take information from systems on its face value, if we have to spend an excessive amount of time verifying data, that in many cases makes audits undoable. So the continued focus by not just the financial leadership, but the operating leadership, the IT leadership of the department, on implementing those systems and those systems become operationally accurate is critical. So I think it's the focus has to be on improvement in IT capabilities, not just financial management.
Now, Reimer adds that the associated problem with ERPs has been the feeder systems. For instance, there's 140 feeder systems that connect to the assorted DOD ERPs. And Reimer says a lot of times DOD is reluctant to change those feeder systems because it both requires a significant amount of new training, but also brings in volatility to the processes because these legacy systems were built for other purposes than financial management. So having them count dollars or track dollars is not an easy lift. Asif Khan is the Government Accountability Office's Director of Financial Management and Assurance. He also says the systems issues, the IT issues, are always a concern, but DOD also needs a workforce who can use the systems, and training can take up to 2 years, and that also adds to the concerns, not just about the systems, but about the workforce and the systems and how they come together.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and I have to say I can see why they call that system GFIBS, but what is DOD going to do to make their 2014 and 2017 deadlines? I mean, it is 2014.
It is 2014. That's why the clock is ticking, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee held this hearing now to say, okay, we're about 4 or 5 months out. Where are you in the process, and are you going to hit it? Now, are they going to hit it? Now, that depends on who you ask, right? Robert Hale, the DOD's outgoing comptroller, says he feels good about both deadlines. He says, listen, the military may not make 100% for that 2014 September deadline where every statement of budgetary readiness will be auditable and ready to go. But he believes that DOD, generally speaking, will be about 80 to 90% there, which is a huge, huge progress. And as far as the 2017 deadline, which is still, 3 years off, Hale and others feel good about their chances, too.
So independent auditors have verified progress in many specific areas, but we'll soon face a broader goal that we're all aware of, audit-ready budget statements by September 2014. By audit-ready, we mean that we have made sufficient progress in processes and data so that we can withstand an independent audit in the view of management. Audit readiness provides most of the benefits of the audit process. The audit itself attests to our success. It's too early to know for sure the audit-ready status for every budget statement by September 30th because we are still in the process of remediation. We're going to use every moment we have to try to make fixes. However, we expect that most of DOD's budget statements will be ready for audit by September 30th, including statements in all of the military services, and I believe that is an enormous accomplishment for this department. We are finally getting to the real issue of the military services. We had not done that before, and we need to do it.
House says DOD will deliver its ninth installment of an audit process report to Congress later this week, and that's another sign of just how much effort and focus this audit readiness has across the department. Now, if you ask the auditors, they say the chances are bleak. Again, GAO's Asif Khan.
It looks increasingly unlikely that DOD is going to be able to meet the auditability goal for 2014 on the complete statement of budgetary resources. There's not enough time to make corrective actions to have an efficient audit of the entire SBR, like NDA asked for. Some of these time slippages are also going to impact the 2017 date as well. More importantly, like Mr. Ryber mentioned, the system issues are going to get in the way if they're not implemented successfully before then, and the other one is the workforce issue. They have to be trained and be ready to support an audit.
So Reimer agrees with Khan, the DOD IG. He says that, yes, it's going to be difficult, but he is a little more optimistic than maybe the GAO counterpart is. Reimer says so much of this will depend on those IT systems and whether they are working correctly. And, in fact, Senator Tom Coburn, the ranking member of the committee, says it is all about the ERP. DOD will live or not be successful without these ERP systems.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks so much for that report.
Always a pleasure.